Well, it's your cat or dog that's causing global warming. That's what globalists would like you to think so that they can convince you not to have a domestic pet. In the words of Dorothy, if you come for my dog, I'll bite you myself. So this story was flagged by friend of the show, Jim Ferguson, and lo and behold, he's right. The rhetoric around eating meat, not traveling, giving up plastic straws is in fact now being extended to household pets. They are coming for your dogs and cats. In fact, in 2019, this study was published to try to calculate what they're calling the EPP. That's the ecological paw print of domestic animals, mostly dogs and cats, because they're causing global warming, they say. Now, the study is hysterical. It says that because humans want to take such good care of their pets, that means we use up more resources and drive up carbon emissions. So, you know, that fluffy pet bed that you bought for your doggy? Bad for the earth. Fossil fuels. The fact that you feed your dog with food with meat in it, well, that's based on the flawed assumption that meat is bad for the planet. We've discussed this at length, but let's just agree that this is not a slam dunk of a scientific conclusion that meat is bad for the planet. But it is in pet food, so they're saying it's a bad thing. But you know what? Some of the foods that humans eat that have the smallest carbon emission because they can be made in factories to scale are candy and processed food. So you'd have to think that comparatively, pet food is pretty low on the spectrum of carbon emissions, but also this study is based on the unproven conclusions that greenhouse gas emissions are responsible for climate change. Again, we've discussed this at length, but I'll just say again, that is not a scientific slam dunk that all scientists agree on that. There is much debate about these models, not only whether carbon emissions are bad, but whether humans cause them. Whether dog food causes it, though, is really a stretch. Still, the study says that dogs are responsible for this much greenhouse gas emissions and paw prints. Remember this EPP, they're trying to get you to think about your dog in terms of its EPP. They studied these three places, the Netherlands, Japan, and China. Average size dog, these are like tons of emissions. So when you're thinking about my dog, like really, they are responsible for X amount of emissions. I mean, none of this is even comparable to one cell phone, but okay. When The Independent covered this story, they went so far as to say that you just shouldn't have pets then. Now look at this. This is how they conclude coverage of this. This guy, that guy there who, I'm sorry to judge, but he does look like a vegan. My tough message is that the UK cannot achieve its carbon goals or protect our remaining scraps of biodiversity if we maintain this unsustainable huge number of pets. So please gently tell your friends not to get a new pet or to replace their current pet when it passes to pet heaven, unless they absolutely, absolutely have to. Now, when they originally published this story, they misprinted the amount of EPP that cats were responsible for. It wasn't in the millions, it's in the thousands. But still, they say, it's your pet. Your pet is ruining the earth. Now, even if we were sure that greenhouse gas emissions were harming the planet, which we are not, the numbers don't bear out that individual families or people could do much to stop it. In fact, industrialization and transportation are major sources of greenhouse gases. And guess what else? When you think of like what we could target to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, war is a big one.
The biggest. Isn't it the biggest?
Well, yeah, let's take a look. According to this, let's see, where did we get this? From militaryemissions.org. If the military was a country, its emissions would be bigger than Russia, like all of Russia, all of Japan, right? In the U.S., it's estimated that the military has a higher footprint, the U.S. military alone, than Portugal or Denmark. So by some calculations, this is the thing causing greenhouse emissions, if we're really going to get serious about that. So here's a choice, everyone. You can give up your right to loving a domestic animal. in your family, or you can give up warring. If those were your choices, what would you pick? It's like we're choosing the smallest thing, right? And then allowing our governments to just war with wild abandon.
I mean, well, I do love just randomly bombing Syria and Yemen and Saudi and wherever else. So I'll give up my dog.
Go ahead. I already did my part. I switched to all CFL light bulbs back in the mid-2000s.
You're good, so then.
You got rid of fluorescent.
That's my one. Yeah, mm-hmm. I outfitted my whole house with those damn things, so I did my part, so I'm done. Okay.
Filled with mercury. When they explode, they shoot mercury in your eyeballs.
Right. Now, also recall that the United States peaked in carbon emissions within the last 20 years. So did Germany. China is indicating that they did earlier than target. So if we've already peaked at carbon emissions, why do we have to give up our dogs? That doesn't make sense, right? And especially now, you know, today all the rhetoric is about mental health. Well, pets are decidedly good for mental health. Here is another recent study that showed how dogs can help people with sleep apnea, which and other sleep disorders, which are on the rise. So when you consider this, how good we know animals are for human connection, and we consider that there are way bigger things that we could be tackling if we really wanted to reduce greenhouse emissions. You keep that in mind when you start seeing all of this anti-pet legislation. That's a new term that probably you don't like hearing, but listen for it. In fact, the people of Colorado recently were asked to pay a pet tax of up to $25 per pet. That includes reptiles, snakes, goldfish, $25 tax. To get a goldfish, and they absolutely revolted. They said, no dog. Nah, dog, we're not doing that. So this is from a pro-reptile association called US ARC. It summarized the bill, which would add this tax of up to $25 on each domestic tax. And look at the update. It says, after receiving overwhelming opposition from this, from concerned Coloradans, and animal welfare organizations, the bill sponsor just shut it down. That was an absolutely no. I just think, can you imagine thinking you're saving the planet by reducing animal companionship? It's the dumbest thing I ever heard, and I will leave you with this very pro-animal companion quote, "A dog is the only thing on earth that loves you more than he loves himself." Now that's my son, Miles, cuddling with our dog Grover. It looks like Grover may not want that cuddle, but he loves Miles so much that he's willing to stay there.
And be used as a pillow.
Yes, and be used as a snuggly puppy. So let us know what you think. Are domestic animals all the problems we've got to solve in this world, or no. Is this barking mad?
This is crazy. I mean, my little Grover sleeps with me every night, and you'd have to.
He does.
Over my cold, dead hands. I would take
how
a
could somebody not know that, like, saying things like that's a good way to get yourself a black eye? Like, I'm gonna take your dog, like, the hell you are.
I know.
Like, try it.
Yeah.
That's the premise of John Wick. I mean,
exactly. Yeah. Like, exactly. Is that what we want? Is a nation full of John Wicks? Like, everybody capable of doing it would do it. We don't need that.
Are you back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I am. I'm back.
I'm gonna need a gun.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.